Before I begin, I have a quick question for you. When you take a look at these individuals, I want you to tell me, what do all these individuals have in common? First of all, Heather Klamek, a Vogue model, top model winner a few years ago. The Isley Brothers, the R&B group, the Isley Brothers. What do they have in common? Or how about the true life story of Paul Rabinda from the movie Hotel Rwanda? He was the inspiration for this movie that was nominated for an Academy Award. What do these individuals have in common? How about Busta Rhymes, the rapper? Anything yet? All celebrities, okay. See the guy here with the glasses? The guy here is Darwood Kay from the Little Rascals. What do these people all have in common? The gold and silver Olympic medalist from Kenya. What about Brian McKnight? They all have a common theme about them. Or the light heavyweight champion, Archie Moore. Or Gretchen Abrigunol, who is the first female Filipina to bring together the WBC, the WBA, and the WIBA champion boxing titles together. First woman to ever do it just recently from the Philippines. What do these people all have in common? Magic Johnson. Anything yet? Or Little Richard. Remember Little Richard?
Yeah.
Or the Zulu Nation queen who currently reigns right now. This is Queen Dlamini from South Africa. And even Prince. What do all of these people have in common? What they have in common is that they are all Seventh-day Adventist. They are all Seventh-day Adventists. That's right, the Isley Brothers, Brian McKnight, Busta Rhymes, the Olympic gold medalist, even Magic Johnson, Prince, and even a reigning monarch is all claimed, they all claim to be Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists go back all the way to 1863 with roots that even go back to 1844. And down through the decades and down the centuries, the Seventh-day Adventist church and its influences have brought in celebrities, politicians, health professionals, athletes throughout all of these decades, and they have a common history. But the question is who are the Seventh-day Adventists? Because the Seventh-day Adventists seem to be a mystery to many people today. When they think about Seventh-day Adventists, they think about a lot of different things. For example, President George Bush had a comment about the Seventh-day Adventists. He said that the Seventh-day Adventist Church has enriched America. He said that your individual churches provide hope and inspiration to countless Americans every week through its fight towards religious freedom. In addition to that, even former Senator Hillary Clinton had a comment. She said, "One of the things I admire most about Seventh-day Adventists, in addition to their faith, is their commitment to preach, teach, and heal. Your emphasis on educating and nurturing your fellow man is a model for all people of faith to follow." She was looking at the Seventh-day Adventist Church as a model in the way that education and healthcare move forward. And she goes on and says that your network of schools and healthcare facilities put into action the tenets of those beliefs, for that is the calling of all of us, not just to believe, but to act. This is what Hillary Clinton said about the Seventh-day Adventists. These are people of not just words, but people of action. Now, recently, as you know, there was a political presidential election, and here's President Donald Trump. He says, "I'm Presbyterian," Trump said at a Saturday rally in Florida. Boy, that's right down the middle of the road, folks. In all fairness, I mean, Seventh-day Adventist, I don't know about it. I just don't know about those Seventh-day Adventists. That's what President Trump said. And you know, he was referring to his opponent, who is now the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development, that is Ben Carson, who is now, he was running for president and is now the U.S. Secretary. And Carson, who is accustomed to misunderstandings about his church, the Seventh-day Adventists, had this to say: a lot of people would ascribe any weird thing they heard about anybody, and then they'd say, yep, that's those Adventists. I fully expect people to come after me from every possible perspective, because you know what I represent is a threat to the established regimes in the country. So the Seventh-day Adventists are somewhat of a mystery. A lot of people don't know about who the Seventh-day Adventists are. And tonight, I'd like to talk about who the Seventh-day Adventists are and help unlock the mysteries of the church. First of all, the Seventh-day Adventists, the faith, largely remains a mystery to most, not only people around the world, but predominantly to those in America. Just look at the top Google trends for Seventh-day Adventists on Google keywords. So questions people are Googling are, Seventh-day Adventists, are they a cult? Are they Mormon? Are they anti-Catholic? These are all the key words. If you just search, this is what they're typing in. Are they Protestant? See, people don't even know if Seventh-day Adventists are Protestant. Are they vegetarians? I found that one really amusing, because when they think about Seventh-day Adventists, the first thing they think about is, oh, they must be vegetarians, you know? So let's unlock the mystery of the Seventh-day Adventist Christian. And this particular photo that you see here is our general conference session representing all of the representatives and delegates from over 215 countries that the church is present in. First of all, the Adventist Church boasts over 2 million members in North America alone. So we talked about it before. Seventh-day Adventists is not a small group like most you would find in like the little cults, but it is a very large group. It's over 2 million members in North America. The Adventist Church has more than 21 million members worldwide, 21 million. And it is among the fastest growing denominations globally. So according to research, we see from the Pew Research Center, they found that the Seventh-day Adventists to be the most racially diverse religious group of all Protestant denominations in the United States. So when they compared all the denominations straight across the board, the Seventh-day Adventists had the most diversity of all of the religious denominations. In addition to that, the Pew Research Center issued a report, and the Seventh-day Adventist Church is now considered a comprehensive global religious movement with presence in 215 of 230 recognized countries by the United Nations today. So it has the most penetration around the world. So you might wonder, these Seventh-day Adventists, what do they actually believe? The Seventh-day Adventists possess and teach five major points of Christianity that's shared by all Protestant Christian denominations. First and foremost, Seventh-day Adventists believe that the Bible is God's word and is the sole source of authority for all theology and doctrine. Secondly, Seventh-day Adventists believe in the Trinity. They believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And together, they form up the Trinity. Thirdly, Seventh-day Adventists fully believe that Jesus is fully God. They also believe that Jesus is man, but he's also God. Fourth, Seventh-day Adventists believe that we are saved by faith in Jesus alone. We are not saved by what we do. We are not saved by any kinds of points of behavior, like being a vegetarian, but rather we are saved strictly by our faith in Jesus Christ. Finally, Seventh-day Adventists believe that there is life after death, that there is hope after death. And these are the five points of Christianity that is shared by all Christian denominations and Protestants around the world today. And Seventh-day Adventists take these five points and they take it even further. Let's talk a little bit about that. For example, a lot of people don't realize that Seventh-day Adventists are unique. They're unique because they're one of the few Protestant groups, denominations, that also agree with components of the Apostles' Creed that was developed between the 2nd and the 9th century. And is now the Apostles' Creed is used widely by the Latin Church, the Catholic Church, Lutheranism, Anglicanism, Western Rite Orthodoxy, Methodists, Presbyterians, and Congregationalists. Let's take a look at the Apostles' Creed, and let's see what Seventh-day Adventists agree with all of these Orthodox churches. First of all, they believe in the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's in the Apostles' Creed, and we concur with the other world religions. Death, resurrection, and the ascension of Christ. Seventh-day Adventists believe that God sent his only Son, that he died, but that he resurrected on the first day. He resurrected on Easter Sunday, we believe that, and that he ascended into heaven, as found in Acts. Also, the Apostles' Creed, the Seventh-day Adventists agree that the holiness of the people of God, known as a church, is an identifying mark for the saints discovered in the Bible. So, in that regard, we believe in the communion or the community and the relationship of the saints, identified as those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. We believe that. And in the Apostles' Creed, we also concur that Christ is going to be coming again, the second coming. And the day of judgment is going to come, and that there will be salvation for the faithful. So this is the Apostles' Creed, and the Seventh-day Adventist is unique from a lot of Protestant groups because we concur and resonate with all of this. But here's something that a lot of people don't know. And that is that Seventh-day Adventists are theologians. Seventh-day Adventists don't just take a person's word for things. You see, we don't just look at King James Version or the NIV or the Amplified Bible or the Revised Standard Version. Most pastors and theologians and even the members of the church study at a level of a PhD because we study ancient languages. For example, Seventh-day Adventists are a mystery because they are students of the Old and the New Testament. And in order to study both, we have to understand Hebrew, and we have to understand Aramaic and Greek. In order to be a pastor in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you don't just go to school in a four-year degree and you're a pastor. You're required to have a four-year degree, 2.5-year seminary, where you're forced to study Greek and Hebrew, and then you have to go through 4 years of a residency program, either in a district or with a senior pastor, and then your question as to your faith, and then you're ordained. And that's the typical mode of being an Adventist pastor and a theologian. Seventh-day Adventists hold to truths found in the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, the Septuagint, which is the Greek version of the Bible, and the canonized biblical books, which include all the wisdom, the minor prophets, and the major prophets. So Seventh-day Adventists study both the Old and the New Testament, and they study the original languages. They study Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. What makes Seventh-day Adventists a mystery, though, is unlike most other Christian denominations, Seventh-day Adventists attend church on the biblical Sabbath of Saturday instead of Sunday. So because of that culture change, Seventh-day Adventists are a mystery. Because where the world church, all the other churches go to church on Sunday, Seventh-day Adventists adhere to the Old Testament Ten Commandment Saturday Sabbath. But here's the thing about Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists view Saturday Sabbath as more than just a day of worship. Because Saturday Sabbath is a lifestyle. We see it as a day that we honor and reverence our time with God. It's our day of rest. So when you look at a Seventh-day Adventist, you ask them about their Sabbath, they won't tell you that they're just worshiping on that day, What they tell you is that they don't engage in secular activities. They don't work during that time. They look at that time as a day of rejuvenation in God's presence. So the Sabbath is more than just a day of worship. It's a day that we spend with family, with our friends. It's a day when we visit orphans, those who are sick in hospitals. It's a day when we sing music. It's a day when we should be turning off our cell phones. It's a day when we spend time being a regular person, getting rejuvenated. Seventh-day Adventists, though, are also a mystery because they place a heavy emphasis on health and wholeness. Health and wholeness is a big, big component to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. As a matter of fact, odds are that if you've ever been to a hospital anywhere around the world, that most likely your nurse or your physician or your occupational or physical therapist is a Seventh-day Adventist. The Adventists run the second largest hospital system in the entire world. In the entire world. Now, you might have pocket hospital systems, you might have Catholic hospitals, you might have Methodist hospitals, but it's the Seventh-day Adventist health system that has penetrated around the globe 215 countries. In addition to that, Seventh-day Adventists are unique because when you look at them, they teach and practice abstaining from alcohol, tobacco, illicit drugs, and even some forms of meat, which are identified in Leviticus as clean and unclean. So besides Seventh-day Adventists resonating with the rest of the Protestant world and their belief system, they're a little different and very different in culture because they do their worship on Saturday. They see it as a total day of rejuvenation and rest, but they have a really big emphasis on health. So much so that all the youth of today, all the young adults and families and church believers abstain from things such as alcohol, tobacco, illicit drugs, and even forms of some meat. Now, I do want to say this. Not all Seventh-day Adventists are vegetarian, and that's completely okay. Some Seventh-day Adventists actually drink wine. That's also their own walk of relationship with God. None of these points are points of salvation. It's just what makes Seventh-day Adventists seem very mysterious. The Seventh-day Adventist Church runs a total of 8,515 educational institutions, and they operate in 100 countries with their education system around the world. Recent statistics show that 1.95 million students are in the Seventh-day Adventist school system in countries such as Africa, Europe, Australia, Southeast and Far East Asia, as well as North and South America. So we are in every major continent on the planet. What makes Seventh-day Adventists a really interesting mystery is this thing called New Start. So this is sort of the health focus for most Seventh-day Adventists, and that is that we believe in nutrition, a balance of exercise, water, sunlight, temperance and moderation in all things. We believe in fresh air. We believe in rest. But most of all, we believe in trust in a divine power. So Seventh-day Adventists approach life in a holistic sort of way. We see things from a perspective of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being and balance. And we use this acronym, New Start, as a way of identifying the Seventh-day Adventist lifestyle. Our faith in God, our oneness with God's creation, and oneness with each other. All of these things together is why Seventh-day Adventists are seen so uniquely. Now, the other thing about Seventh-day Adventists, and you're looking at these pictures, and I do want to say that these are not canned photos. These are actual Seventh-day Adventists. Adventists have been studied, and they have shown to live 10 to 20 years longer than most people. And they live longer with a deeper quality of life than most people around the globe. As a matter of fact, a recent study showed that there are two groups of people who have the most centurions. In other words, those who have lived over 100 years. The first group is in a small town in Switzerland. The second group are Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists have more people to live over 100 years old than any other group of people on the globe. The individual you see at the top there, he's in his early 90s, and he is a bodybuilder. He is a Seventh-day Adventist. The individual you see in the middle there is a 98-year-old young vegan. And you notice he doesn't even look like he's 98 years old. And you look at the grandmother there, she's over 100 years old, and she's lifting a 5-pound weight over her head and exercising while she's sitting in the chair. This is what Seventh-day Adventists are, and this is why they're a mystery, because our old people are stronger than some young people today. Do Adventists believe, do their beliefs differ from traditional evangelicals? Well, this question was asked to professor of religion at Dartmouth College, Professor Randall Balmer. And here's what his answer was to that question. Do Adventist beliefs differ from traditional evangelicals? And his answer was, not much. Aside from different day of worship and an outsized emphasis on health and nutrition, doctrinally, the two are about the same. He goes on and says that the current Seventh-day Adventist Church is considered among mainline Protestants, and they are considered leaders in theological teaching and theological understanding. The reason for that is because most Adventist professors and theologians and pastors are required to study the original languages. And they're required to read all of the wisdom literature, including the Torah, the Quran, and even some of the Sanskrit, so we understand the world as we have it. So according to this professor, Seventh-day Adventists are not only mainline Protestant, but are considered leaders when it comes to theology and teaching and understanding of things such as Daniel and Revelation and the books of Ezekiel. He concludes by saying that Seventh-day Adventists are looked suspiciously at to some degree. It's not because of anything heretical in what they believe. So he says it's not because of a heresy or a blasphemy or an apostasy, but he said Adventists are looked at suspiciously because they're just culturally different. They act different. They look different. They worship different. They're just a little bit culturally different. And this, again, is from Professor Randall Balmer, a professor, doctor of religion at Dartmouth College. So who are the Seventh-day Adventists? As you look around the globe and you see the messages of the Seventh-day Adventist Church go around the globe, you'll notice that Seventh-day Adventists are your musicians. You'll find Seventh-day Adventists among your actors. Yes, Chuck Norris is a Seventh-day Adventist. You'll find them among your gold medalists, your athletes that win titles, world champions. Seventh-day Adventists are found as your soldiers. Desmond Dawes, who is the inspiration for the movie Hacksaw Ridge, who received multiple Academy Awards, was a Seventh-day Adventist who fought during the war and chose to not carry a rifle and single-handedly saved more lives during the battles there. He received the Medal of Honor. They're also your humanitarians. They walk in the halls of legislature. You'll find Seventh-day Adventists in the executive office speaking to the president. You'll find Seventh-day Adventists in the courthouses arguing cases before the superior, supreme, and the appellate courts. Seventh-day Adventists are everywhere. You'll find them in the research labs, researching technologies and pharmaceuticals to help better the quality of life for all. You'll find Seventh-day Adventists in the surgery rooms around the globe, providing humanitarian relief in dental and medical care in every country on the planet. The top neurocardiologists, surgeons, are all Seventh-day Adventists. You'll find them in the hallways of your hospitals, your nurses, your therapists, providing compassion and God's love, working side by side with people to better the quality of life for all. Seventh-day Adventists are not just Americans. Seventh-day Adventists are not just Africans, but you will find Seventh-day Adventists wearing the cultural clothes from all around the globe, from Syria to China to the Middle East, even into India. Seventh-day Adventists find identity within the cultures of where we come from, but our faith is founded on Jesus Christ. Seventh-day Adventists look like you. Seventh-day Adventists are your neighbors. Seventh-day Adventists are your co-workers. You can't identify them by a color of the skin, but rather by their spirit. Adventists are named the most racially diverse religious group on the globe. And this is why you will find Adventists everywhere you go. They don't toot their own horn. They're a mystery because they don't make loud announcements, but rather they go about meekly and humbly providing compassion and love to all of humanity. Seventh-day Adventists are humanitarians. We are relief operation workers. We are in places like Hurricane Katrina, 9/11, the bombings in the World Trade Center. We're at areas of tornadoes and earthquakes through our relief agency called ADRA, Adventist Development Relief Agencies. But even more than that, you'll find Adventists in our Adventist health system, employing millions of people, doctors and nurses, penetrating areas where geriatric medicine is needed. Adventists are there. In areas where there are orphans and young children who don't have the kind of care that normally they should have, Adventists are there providing those services. Most of all, you'll find Adventists in secondary schools, elementary schools, universities across the globe. Some of the largest universities today founded in the early 19th century are Adventist universities, such as Andrews University in Berrien Springs, or in Michigan, or Loma Linda University in Riverside, California, all Seventh-day Adventist institutions. You'll find Seventh-day Adventists serving local communities through our Adventist Community Services Program, serving communities in Christ's name. We provide clothing and food to those who are needy, to the homeless. And this isn't just a single program that happens once a year. It is a part of the mission and ministries of the Seventh-day Adventist Church that was established even as far back as 1863. And I'd be remiss to not mention that most of all, Seventh-day Adventists are defenders of the United States Constitution. You will find us with attorneys, big legal groups representing the Constitution and the rights of all people, no matter what race, belief system you come from, whatever predisposition you find yourself, the Seventh-day Adventists are there to argue for your right for religious freedom, to worship, and the freedom to speak. So we even have the whole department at the General Conference in Washington, known as the Public Affairs and Religious Liberty Department. And there we have attorneys and representatives fighting for the constitutional rights of all Americans. But more than that, Seventh-day Adventists believe in the rights of all humanity. Therefore, we also support the Geneva Conventions at the time of war for the humanitarian relief of prisoners of war. And we work side by side with the International Committee of the Red Cross and the American Red Cross to initiate the Geneva Conventions and its laws. That's the Seventh-day Adventists. Who are the Seventh-day Adventists and why so mysterious? If you were to ask a Seventh-day Adventist, who are you? Here's probably what they would say. We are still in the world, but we are no longer of it. We are still surrounded by all the horrors and tragedies of this life, but this is not our life, and this is not our home. We're just a passing through. We are in the world, but not of the world. And all Seventh-day Adventists have these creeds, first found in Romans 12, verse 2. Seventh-day Adventists are people of the New Testament. They do not conform to the pattern of this world, but they are transformed by the renewing of their mind. Then they are able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. But more than that, Seventh-day Adventists are people of the Old Testament. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a mystery, a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth. And that's in Deuteronomy chapter 14, 2. Seventh-day Adventists are Bible believers. They believe in God, and they take it to the next level. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is represented by the three angels' message found in Revelation, and that is a call to all of the people of the world, all denominations, all races, and that is, there is a God. He sent his only son to die, and if you believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life. Come out of the confusion of the world, out of the confusion of prosperity gospel messages, out of the confusion of all of the world religions, and focus on one thing, and that is God loves you. He's coming back, and we want you to be ready for that.